Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We have a late booking. Grant Paulson, our pal and station mate here on 106.7 The Fan. He'll join us at 7 a.m. Programming note, Grant and Danny are going to be live from Pupitella in Chantilly from 2 to 6.30 p.m. today. So go hang out with the boys. Ditch work early. Get ready for day two of the NFL draft.
Tell us.
Game I was three there. I was there the yesterday.
The exact same spot.
The exact same spot.
Yep. Yeah. Pupitella.
I went there on. I went to the one in Leesburg on Saturday.
Ah, very good.
And it was fantastico.
Excellent.
I don't think I've been in like 2 weeks. I am due.
Yeah. You're itching.
Hey,
when they open up, they have like a bar garage. That goes. Yeah. Up with the garage door.
Yeah.
And it's when it's 75 and sunny.
It's perfect.
Or like today, perfect. Like 80 degrees. Yeah, some good patio hangout time at Pupitella. So join Grant and Danny there today
in
Chantilly.
They have like Buffalo Trace and all these different bourbons and everything. If you're a bourbon snob.
Yeah.
I'm not really a bourbon snob, but I, you know, people say, hey, you got to have this,
So
yesterday at the club, they had a new cocktail menu that I bet you could get at Pupitella. I didn't know. I've never had a Kentucky Mule. Have you ever had a Kentucky Mule?
I don't know.
My guess is that's with bourbon. It's with like bourbon mule.
And the first time I tasted, like the first taste was kind of shocking. You know, it's bourbon with ginger beer. And
yeah.
Yeah. At first, I didn't love it. But then, of course, you know,
it grew on you.
Yeah. Like two, three sips. I was all in.
The bartenders yesterday, they were concocting a bourbon mule, but with like a pineapple Jim Beam.
But
the ginger beer.
Interesting.
Yeah, they gave like a little taste test to me. I took a sip.
Mm-hmm.
Blew my D off.
Well, that's a very.
Are you gonna have some more tonight?
Description.
You should have some more tonight.
Not tonight.
Oh, okay.
Although Drab said he's gonna pop in.
He will.
I mean, he loves him some Drab Tilly. So that makes a lot of sense. All right, so Grant and Danny will be there from 2 to 6:30. Go out and see the boys. All right, let's get into some of this Adam Peters audio from last night. The first clip we're going to play is he breaks down why he and his staff liked Josh Connerly Jr. out of Oregon.
What is it that jumped out at you? Why did you guys like him so much?
It's really the total package, John. I think first, you know, you look at the tape and you see what an incredible athlete he is for his size, which is backed up by a lot of his testing numbers too, but just really the way he moves. Just great feet, great lower body structure, great bend, and just super talented for a big man. And then you start hearing about the type of person he is, just human being. And then you hear about the type of football like person he is in terms of in the locker room, the leader, the worker, how routine oriented he is, how he's like a true pro already. Despite being really young, he's just 21. I think he turned 21 in November, so he's still like a baby in terms of age wise, but he's very, very mature for his age. And so really throughout the process, it just kept getting more and more positive. And then we had him in for a 30 visit last week. He wasn't much of a golfer, but he, that's all right. He just really, really impressed us in person, just the way he handled himself, really anybody we talk to, we debrief after those 30 visits, and you go around the room and talk about how each person interacted with him, and it was all superlatives. Probably, you know, we had like three really, really special guys here, and he was one of them. And so really all the whole process, it was just kind of all around pretty easy pick.
Well, the clip of him that blew me away, and I'm sure you guys saw it, was him taking a direct snap and running it in for either a touchdown or a 2-point conversion. I'm not sure which, but like, what coaching staff is going to trust a 6'5", 310-pound big ugly in getting the snap, tucking it, and being athletic enough to get, you know, to bring it home?
Well, I heard Peter say there was some clip of him maybe in middle school or high school,
yeah,
like stiff arming, like it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, yes. I mean, that's just beast. Part of his profile.
Yeah.
So,
used to be a running back,
right?
Tight end.
Yeah, so I guess he outgrew that position, but he still has, you know, that athleticism, and he's got a crazy like 10-yard shuttle time, which I know was something that I guess Cliff Kingsbury really liked about him.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but you're right. You got to trust him. You got to trust the guys up there.
I trust him completely. And, wasn't on my radar by any stretch.
And now you've got, like I said, you've got your two bookend tackles to protect.
Yeah.
Your franchise,
I would think,
for the next, you know, half a decade.
I was driving around before, like yesterday afternoon, listening to Grant and Danny, and they had, you know, various people from the station, various media people predicting the number 29 overall pick. I don't know that I heard Josh Connerly's name even once. Maybe one person mentioned him.
I was listening to some stuff on the draft coverage this morning, and a lot of guys were projecting him as a early second round pick.
Right.
But, you know, that's
PFF had him at 30. They picked him at 29.
Yeah, it's not that far off.
And I think that's one of the really good things about Peters and his staff is they have everything on lockdown. Like, he goes into that room and tells everybody, like, all right, everything's being kept in-house.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't going to be any crazy leaks.
There don't seem to be leaks.
We're not going to have any names linked to us because he generally just pulls rabbits out of the hat. Like, you don't he comes up with the name, and you're not really expecting it most of the time, outside of Jaden Daniels. Like, we knew they were tracking on him because, hello, they're picking number two. It's much easier to forecast who you're picking when you're picking second.
I know last
instead of 29.
Year, outside of Jaden, I thought they were going in a different direction every pick.
Right.
Like, every pick, I thought they were going in a different
direction.
Which
is great.
They do their own thing. They got their own. And, you know,
right.
Conventional wisdom be damned. They're not going to pick somebody just because you think it's a glaring need.
Mm-hmm.
They stay
or
true
it's
to
a
their
sexy
board.
Name.
Yeah,
right.
they stay true to their board and whatever their fundamentals are. So I buy in 100%.
So they clearly didn't think that edge rusher was as big of a need or those guys were better players on their board than Connerly was.
Correct.
Now, maybe they can get an edge rusher, you know, deeper in the second round.
We'll get the part where he says, the next clip, Valdez, where he talks about Connerly being the best player on his board.
Kind of your three biggest moves so far this offseason, Debo, Tunsil, and now Connerly. How much are you guys trying to push your chips in towards protecting and maximizing Jaden Daniels?
I mean, I think, it's every move we make, we're trying to, you know, maximize him and really the whole team. You know, he was the highest player on our board is really what it ended up being. It wasn't really so much we needed to get an O-lineman or anything like that, but he was clearly the highest player on our board.
Stop it for a second. So that means Johnson and Green weren't on his board. They just weren't.
Well, they weren't as high as Connerly.
Or they were dinged for either injury in Johnson's case, off-field stuff pushed them down the board, or
they took
taken
the
off
best
altogether.
On his board, they took the highest rated still available.
We don't know, but maybe Adam Peters went in and said, Johnson, he's got a trick knee. We will not draft him, especially not at 29.
No, right. Moving forward, when we analyze the drafts and try to predict the drafts and do all of our draft coverage, we should never use the word need. When it comes to Adam Peters and the team.
He doesn't care about that.
Doesn't give a rat's ass about what the team needs in terms of a position.
Because they're on an accelerated path now because Jaden is so good that they can afford to just go best player available. They don't have to overreach for a need guy. They can just say, okay,
well,
Connelly's our top-ranked guy. We're just going to pick him.
Mm-hmm. They also think that they're good enough that they can do that.
Sure.
And I think they do see a theme, though. They're getting bigger. all the way around, mm-hmm. right? Like with the Kinlaw signing.
Kinlaw's a monster.
You're bringing in Tunsil, arguably one of the top, you know, tackles in the league. Mm-hmm. You're bringing this big guy, you know, supposedly to bookend him. They're getting big and strong.
Yo, beefing up both the offensive and defensive lines, it works pretty well for the Philadelphia Eagles. Mm-hmm. So, right. I mean, that's a team you play twice, so, like, you got to battle with that team.
And you think about it.
It makes sense.
It makes sense, too, yeah, when you think about it in that sense. I mean, the Cowboys have Micah Parsons that you got to deal with. Mm-hmm. They move him all around. The Eagles have their defense and all their guys, even though they lost a few in free agency. And then the Giants just drafted Carter.
Yeah, I mean, the Giants' offense may stink on ice, but that defensive line, is going to present problems for people going forward with Carter added to the mix and Thibodeau there. That's a tough unit.
Did you want to play the rest of that clip? Is there anything else worthy of playing there? I don't know.
You kind of just cut off before a couple seconds, but yeah. Okay. Admitting that he was the highest rated player on their board.
And I just believed him. He just, the way he just said it, I looked at him and I go, all right, I believe you.
You're my guy.
I've never seen Eric so burgundy pilled before.
I have kind of been since they made their run in the playoffs. I kind of have been. Because I didn't see it coming.
That's a Matrix reference. I'm assuming.
No, it's like a red pill, black pill, white pill.
I'm completely missing the
reference. I'm glad you got the joke.
Yeah, I get it.
Over my head.
I'm definitely burgundy pilled. No, there's no doubt about it. They have a ton. I've said it for a couple months now. They have a ton of equity with me. Mm-hmm. Even though I do think they're botching a lot of more things. They're okay. They're allowed to botch a few.
Well, it's not over yet.
All
right, let's talk about the you were talking about that scout, Paul Scansy.
Yeah, that's the guy.
That's the scout out, I don't know where he is.
From Seattle.
Yeah, I think that's their West Coast scout.
Right? Mm-hmm. And Adam Peters talked about him.
What do you remember about Scansy's initial presentation?
He really stood on the table for him. We do early in the season, we'll talk to all the scouts and who are their, you know, their guys. And he said, this is my guy. This is like, it was really early in the process too, before I'd even seen him. I saw him in person at a game when they played Michigan. And I remember him saying that. So I was really, really interested in seeing him and seeing the way he moved in person. It was super impressive, but it wasn't so much, obviously he loved the player, but he just loved everything about him, just what he was about. I think, you know, they're both from Seattle, so he probably had a little bias there too, but that's all right. But that also means he knows a lot about him. And so when you have a scout who's been in that area for a long time, which Paul has, he knows a lot about those players, especially the ones that are close to him geographically. So you always put more stock into that. And, you know, just being a road scout that I was for a long time, you really start to, I mean, look around and see the other scouts, and they really know the guys, like where they live. And they just, you know, that's just your job, right, is to know that. So you put a little more stock into that. So that really, you know, gave us a lot of confidence early on.
So your numbers on him from the combine for Connelly Jr., he ran the 40 in 5.05 seconds. And for a guy who's 6'5", 311,
that's moving.
Yeah. That's a big guy getting around light on his feet. He ran the 10-yard split in 1.71 seconds. He has a 34.5-inch vertical.
Dude, that's such a big vertical.
I mean, that's crazy. For someone that
heavy. 35 inches.
He's just an athlete.
For a guy 6'5", 300. How many pounds is he?
He's 311.
315 pounds or so? Give me a break, dude.
His hands are massive. 10 3/8-inch hands.
Yeah, big dude.
Those are gigantic.
Yeah, and he's got good-sized arms, too.
He's got 33.5-inch arms. That seems a little.
I had heard 34.
You're 34. I mean, he's listed 33 and a half.
Okay. I'm not going to quibble over a half inch.
I go in to get 32, 33 arms. I mean, that's.
I'm not going to quibble over the half inch.
Those arms seems a little short. But again, like he's a massive human being. Yeah. So maybe he's going to have a wart here and there. But I mean, that guy can get after it. And he is going to be really good, I guess, in space. I think that's what Kingsbury liked about him. You see the bit where Kingsbury ripped a page out of Jason's loose leaf notebook and put it on Peter's desk and basically said, take the Oregon tackle. Thanks, Cliff.
Really?
Yeah. He was showing it off last night. Peters was. So I guess Cliff must have had some input too, just like the regional scout that was standing on the table for him.
Yeah. Well, they say, and he said that the whole staff was like, literally, it was a collective pick. Even Joe Witt Jr. was like fist pumping. Everybody was like happy about it. You know, and normally, you know, it's like in that scenario, it would be the O-line coaches really standing on the table. But it was like sort of everybody was all in on it, according to Adam, who I tend to believe right now, till proven otherwise. he's such a mild-mannered guy.
Yeah,
he's so chill.
Do you think behind scenes, though, like he's cursed like a sailor like we do?
Probably.
And you know, he's just a guy.
I mean, I guess
he seems like such a passive guy on this, in the microphone.
It's a job you can't panic doing.
Yeah. I panic.
You got to be in control the whole time. Yeah. And he just seems like that sort of guy.
Overreactionary. You can't panic. You kind of have to be... Even keel, act medium, Cakes.
Under duress,
gotta be medium.
I panic in all situations. If I have a tight lie and I need to get the ball up, you know, in a short side, I mean, I'm just going to panic. I'm not going to handle
panic
it
time.
Well. And if in a draft situation, I'm going to panic. When my daughter was choking, I ran circles around the van. I panic.
I don't think Peter's panics, but I'm going to guess if you saddled up to the bar with him and had an old fashioned or
two, he'll drop some F-bombs. Do you think he could man it up with me a little bit and really curse and you know,
I think he could, as long as that there's not like cameras.
Like, that's what I consider like
around.
A real man. Let's just like drop some bunch of F bombs and let's talk trash about people. Let's, you know, let's
maybe say something a little insensitive.
I think he could cut him up with the fellas, but yeah. He's also got like he's got the straight like, more though on the football players.
I want to know if he can make him
on D jokes.
He's just so mild mannered.
Yeah.
I want him to be a little more.
You want some fiery Adam Peters?
Like almost like a little more Rex Ryan maybe. Like not like dumb, but just like
you need more like bombastic.
I just need a little more balls.
You need
to
a little,
the guy.
Here's what you need from Adam Peters. You
a
need
grit.
You need oomph. You're not feeling the oomph.
Laid back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Maybe it's that
Northern California.
Maybe that's what that
personality.
Is.
Just a professional.
He's a professional.
That's what he is.
I just want him to just be a potty mouth.
You want him to let his hair down a little bit. I understand.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take calls from the listeners next at 800-636-1067.
Yeah, how are they feeling about
this? Did you think of the drafting of Josh Connerly Jr. at number 29?
Play the freaking music.
I can do that. Hold on.
I know it's not a lead in your pencil pick, but come on. We're building the foundation of the football team right here.
All right, we'll take your calls next at 800-636-1067. What do you think of what Adam Peters and the staff did at 29? Josh Connerly Jr. is the pick.
Are you all in like your boy, or are you questioning? Cakes, where are you on this?
Oh, I've all my chips are in on Adam Peters.
All in. Jason?
I mean, I was surprised by the pick, but I'm trusting Adam Peters that he knows what he's doing. Yeah.
All right, 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls on the first round pick for the Commanders next.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill it deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.